What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, and this is your daily Clap Your Hands morning update, giving you all the Sixers news that you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And isn't it great to have the Sixers be the team in the city everybody can believe in again? The Phillies are gone, unfortunately. The Eagles, not playing great football. I know everyone's pumped for the Sixers to be back. I certainly am, as they start this season in a few weeks. But there is still news to be had. And of course, when it comes to the Sixers, it feels like that news can never be good. So we are going to get into an update on the Joel Embiid injury, which I know James Jackson got into yesterday, but also going to talk about an ESPN article that really dove into what this team is expecting to do with Joel Embiid this season. Lots of different interesting nuggets in there that I'm excited to talk to you guys about. But first, let's talk about the schedule. The Sixers obviously coming off of their preseason game against the Atlanta Hawks on Monday night. They next take the court on Wednesday against the Brooklyn Nets. Be interesting to see if Ben Simmons plays in that game. Certainly could be fun to see what our old buddy Ben looks like in that preseason game. So that will be Wednesday, October 16th, the Sixers versus the Brooklyn Nets, as preseason really starts to wind down. They only have, I believe, three games left, if that. The Nets, the obviously the Hawks from last night, and then the Magic. So only a few more preseason games to go before the real games start, and we can all watch this team play. So yeah, Sixers next up on Wednesday night. And then as far as injury report, obviously, as you guys know, Joel Embiid has been ruled out for the remainder of the preseason. And that brings us to what we really want to get into today. An ESPN article by Tim Bonnetemps titled "How the 76ers Plan to Get Joel Embiid to the Finals," quote, "There's only one thing missing." And essentially the whole article, I recommend reading it because it is very interesting. The whole article is basically about how the Sixers need to get Joel Embiid a title and how they plan to do that. Joel himself talks about the need to get a title and how, you know, it's the one thing missing from his resume. And he's right. He's won MVP. He's had some level of playoff success. He's been the number one seed. He's been all-star. He's been all NBA. He has the Olympic gold medal. It really is all about winning a title for Joel. And the whole article kind of dives into how the Sixers plan to do it. So there's a few interesting quotes from there that I want to get into one by one and just give you my reaction to them. So the first one is from Joel Embiid, and this one really made the rounds on Monday on social media. "If I had to guess, I would probably never play in a back-to-back the rest of my career." Always what you want to hear from a guy that you just gave a $190 million extension to. Look, I think that it's probably smart for him not to play in back-to-backs. I think I saw the Sixers have 15 back-to-backs this year. That brings him down to 67 games right there. You figure he'll probably miss a few more. We're definitely heading towards a Joel season where if they stick to it, and it would not surprise me at all, like Joel can talk big right now about not playing and, you know, not playing it back-to-backs, and they're going to have to take my sneakers from me and all. He's going to play in some of these games. But if they actually do stick to it, it's not looks like we're heading towards a Joel season with 50, 55-plus games, and, you know, maybe even less. Like, there is the overarching tone of the article is, get ready not to see Joel a lot this year because we are trying to keep him healthy. Now, this article coming out the day after, there's a report that Joel is not going to play in the rest of the preseason due to seeing a doctor and how they want to ramp him up. Yeah, I mean, there's very rarely a time where there is, you know, a report about Joel that's not super accurate and it ends up being positive. Do I think Joel will play in the opener? I think Joel will probably play in the opener. But I don't think I wouldn't blame anybody, for any Sixers fans listening to this, for feeling nervous about it, especially coming off that report. So Joel saying he's not going to play in any back-to-backs the rest of his career, potentially, not surprising, but I think probably a smart move for, you know, a 30-year-old center that's played a lot of minutes that has bad knees. Like, there's only so many minutes left in his body, and they have to be smart with how they use them. So I guess it's encouraging to hear they're going to use that plan. It's encouraging to know Joel knows that needs to happen, but it is not encouraging that they're at this point with the best player on their team as of right now. So Daryl Morey also spoke to Tim Bonnetemps in the article, and he said, quote, "We're going to be smart about it," talking about playing Joel. part of being smart about it is having both Paul and Joel probably not play many back-to-backs, if any. So not only is Joel not going to play back-to-backs, Paul George, it sounds like, is not going to play many back-to-backs. It'll be interesting to see how they distribute that. Like, if Joel plays one and then Paul George plays the other, if they put them both in the same one where you're really increasing your chance of winning that one game as opposed to maybe being, as opposed to having one in each game, then you're lessening your chance for each. But ultimately, kind of like Joel, not great to see that the player they just gave a huge contract to can't play in back-to-backs. Like, this is one of my concerns. This is what we talked about, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in the next Clap Your Hands pod. They're just an old team that has injury concern, and the window's not that long. And you can tell, now obviously Max, he'll have a lot to do with that injury. You can tell the window's not that long by the fact that the article about them going into the season is essentially, we're old and injury prone and have to be careful with how we play. It doesn't mean it's not a smart mentality to have, and I'm happy it's a mentality they do have, but it does speak to the fact that this is an old team with injury concerns. I think they're a great team. I think that they are arguably the best roster in the NBA when fully healthy, but getting this team fully healthy to the postseason and into the second round to finally get out of it is going to be really, really hard to do. It's going to be like walking through a landmine all season, right? So, but the Sixers do at least seem like they're going into the path to try to handle it that way. Nick Nurse, also in the article, and in it, they talk about how Nick Nurse kind of went through something somewhat similar with Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors, where in 2018-2019, the Raptors, there were 22 games Kawhi Leonard sat. They went 17-5 in those 22 games. And Nick Nurse says that while it's not the same deal as Kawhi, he was okay with that. And he doesn't think they can get super caught up in getting to 45, 55, or 65 wins. So 65 wins, I agree with. 55, I think you're pushing it. And I know he's just talking, but 45 wins. I mean, I do think it's important this team is not the 7 or 8 seed and they're playing in a play-in or they're playing game 7 in Boston. I know it was a preseason game and obviously no one played for the Sixers, but there is something traumatic about playing a game on that Boston court. Like, they've had so little success there, especially in the playoffs, that the idea of this team just conceding home court advantage to one of these great teams, I don't love it. I know that you can't maybe push for the one seed, so you do run the risk of going to Boston, but 45 wins, like, this team better be better than 45 and whatever, 37 or whatever it would be. Like, they have to be a better team than that. You do have to win, I think, 55 games. So it's going to be tough to navigate when you play Joel, when you play Paul George. Maxi, I think it's clearly a lot going to be on his plate. That is one overarching take as well from the article, is that it sounds like Maxey's going to be the engine for this team. We've talked about that already. The way they talk about him, the way that they kind of go over how he's going to have a big season, and the way Embiid and Paul George talks about him, I think it's pretty clear they're going to be using Maxey quite a bit as the engine of this team. So the other piece from that, the other two things I wanted to talk to you guys about that is Joel Embiid was talking about how he's going to wear a brace, probably going to be wearing it the rest of his career. He says, it's the right thing to do and the right thing that's going to give me support for the rest of my career. For me, it's a mental thing. I hated it, talking about the brace. But I started telling myself, okay, I have to do it. That's the only way they're going to let me play. It might not look as good as it used to with the jab or the pull-up and all that stuff, but it still works. So I don't love that. Like, I love that he's wearing the brace, but it does sound like he feels the brace makes him not as good of a player. Now, he wore the brace in the Olympics, and he certainly had some good moments in the Olympics, but I don't think anybody would leave that Olympic experience thinking, like, Joel looked outstanding overall in the minutes he played. So this season, with him wearing the brace all the time, it'll be interesting to see what type of player he is with that brace. If he's not the same player, then the pressure is on Maxi and Paul George to make sure they step up and that they carry this team, if either when Joel's not there, but also in the games if Joel is there and he's not playing as well. Like, they're going to need Paul George and Maxi to be special this year. Like, point blank period. That's why you gave him all the money. And now Paul George looked awesome in the one preseason game he played, at least from the clips that were given out, since it was a league pass disaster. But Paul George and Max are really going to have to carry this team. And the last kind of takeaway from the article was Joel Embiid called Andre Drummond and was like, I need you. And I think part of the reason the Sixers really, really targeted him is because he's going to play a lot of games. Like, he's going to start 30 games. He's going to start probably playoff games. He could end up being the starter for just period if, God forbid, Joel suffers another leg injury or any type of injury. The good news is Drummond's looked really good when he's played. He's been awesome rebounding. He's even attempting three pointers. Like, I think Andre Drummond can be a competent NBA starting center. If Maxi, Paul George, Caleb Martin, Kelly Oubre, if they're playing to the level they can play, I think you can get by with an Andre Drummond. Obviously, he's not Joel. I mean, no one in the league is when Joel's playing at his best. But I think with Andre Drummond, you can definitely get by and you can and you can win games with him at center. So that'll be it for today's Daily Sixers update. The Sixers, of course, obviously played last night, but I'm going to hold my takes for that for me, Jack, and James, who are going to record a pod today. And we're going to talk about all the preseason updates, what we thought about so far, and, you know, hopefully feel good about what we're talking about. So thank you guys to everybody for listening. It means the world to me you guys listen to us talk about the Sixers. James has been doing an awesome job. I'm lucky. I got two pods with great James. Can't complain about that. So thank you guys, everybody, for listening. And as always, this has been the Daily Clap Your Hands. I will talk to you guys later.